AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Tension is easing a bit in Baltimore after a mostly peaceful night, in sharp contrast to Monday afternoon and evening's violence that followed Freddie Gray's funeral. Pastor Damon Coates with the Mount Annan Baptist Church says the city will, however, remain uneasy.
We're looking for swift answers and swift justice all across this city. If that doesn't happen, you're going to continue to see, unfortunately, frustration, because this is not a new issue.
A report on Gray's death of spinal cord injuries after being taken into custody by Baltimore police is expected to be turned over to the state attorney's office on Friday. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Rodham Clinton talks about the police shooting deaths of young black men over the past few months in a speech at Columbia University. Julie Walker with more.
Hillary Rodham Clinton says the death of Freddie Gray, who was in police custody in Baltimore, as well as the shootings and deaths of unarmed blacks by white police officers, shows a need for major reforms.
We have to come to terms with some hard truths about race and justice in America.
The Democratic presidential candidate wants body cameras on police and also says it's time to end the era of mass incarceration and use alternative punishments for low-level offenders. Julie Walker, New York.
Saying history is harsh, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe of Japan, the first Japanese leader to address a joint meeting with Congress, solemnly declared,
"My eternal condolences to the souls of all American people that were lost during World War II."
Abe stopped short of apologizing for Japanese conduct during the war, including sexual enslavement of tens of thousands of Asian women by the Japanese Imperial Army. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 105. This is AP Radio News. Federal Aviation Administration says the gyrocopter that landed on the Capitol grounds pretty much flew in under the radar.
To FAA controllers manning their radar screens, it might as well have been a kite or a balloon.
Indistinguishable from all other non-aircraft radar tracks.
FAA Chief Michael Huerta tells a House panel looking into the incident from 2 weeks ago that the gyrocopter showed up on radar as an irregular symbol, a small dot that popped up only intermittently as Douglas Hughes flew to the Capitol from Pennsylvania. Huerta and others say the unidentified object did not pose an apparent threat, but lawmakers have said they want to know how that was determined. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
After a federal judge ruled a pro-Israel group has the right to display an ad containing the phrase "Hamas killing Jews" on New York City buses, the Metro Transit Agency has decided to drop all political ads from buses and the subway. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.